The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is the extent of my money. I have a credit card.
Yep.
And I have one of those cards where you can get money out of the ATMs. Okay. That's it. I don't know how anything else works.
Card. It's a debit card.
Well, I'll tell you. A nice greeting card can really lift a person's spirits.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, check.
Yeah, she puts $10 in every card for my birthday. That's why I save them.
Now, it's not a debit card because can't you, like, use it at the grocery store and stuff like that?
Yeah, the debit card is the
still a debit card.
Yeah. Debit card has...
No, I don't. I've never used it as that. No, I've never used it. The only thing I use that card for is to go to the ATM and carry cash.
There's a check in all these? Why don't you cash them?
I don't know. It's $10.
But you got a whole pile here. Look at it. 1987?
Oh, so what?
Are you aware?
What do you use a debit card for? So you can go... Just let me ask you this.
Yep.
You can go and use that like a credit card at the store?
Absolutely. Yeah, and
well,
it just takes...
what the hell do you need a credit card
for? Oh, this is tantamount to a slap in the face.
Oh, get out of here.
Jerry, a gift not enjoyed is like a flower that doesn't blossom.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man looks like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
Just as I suspected, Mark Chamora. You and I. Well, we have the best immune systems.
No, we're just not. We're just not Jair's. A sore throat, really? Is that what it takes now?
It is just Chewy and me this morning, plus Will's back there behind the glass running the board. No Gabe, no Joshy, down for the count. They are dropping like flies. And as I said, you know, we got the super immune system. There, because there is a lot of stuff rolling around out there, right? There's a lot of stuff flying through the air. Bunch of kids from my kids' school home all last week, whether it was the flu or whether it was just the common cold or whether it was staph infection. I mean, there was all kinds of stuff floating through the air. And look at you and I just hanging in there.
You know what? I get it, but I think there's a lot of softness involved. Just soft. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spreading my rocks yesterday. And I'm one of those guys that, I mean, I'd like to use a word a little stronger than complain. I complained to complain because we came to the realization yesterday, I am most happy when I'm miserable, which is fine. But here I live in the land of walkers.
Yeah.
And I had like three people stop by because I got the stones in the front yard going, why are you doing that? I'm like, because I can. What's the matter? Are people just lazy? Like most, my kids, to the man and girl, would have quit, would have folded it. They just don't make them like they used to. I'm sorry.
I agree
they
with
don't.
That. I do think it's interesting that you were complaining about having to move the rock, and then you were complaining about people who were encouraging you not to move the rock. And again, I think it goes back to, you just like complaining.
I like complaining. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with a little hard work. There really isn't.
Sure,
you know?
I agree.
Hard work, good for the soul. It's just, hey, whatever.
So you, me, and our super immune systems are going to hold down the fort today on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I have an update from yesterday. I think I should maybe share that with the people first and foremost. Right, Chew?
I saw it.
Update from yesterday is...
I'm a little surprised.
Will, is there a breaking news sounder you can give us back there?
We have breaking news.
So that's a yes. The breaking news here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. If you were paying attention yesterday, you know that I had to take an Uber to get into work because my car was in the shop. One, car is still in the shop. And I don't want to fall into the old complaining just to complain thing, but Dario doesn't think, my husband Dario doesn't think it even got looked at on Monday. How does he know? He drove past the place and the car was still sitting where we had left it when we dropped it off Monday morning, 9:30 a.m. So yesterday I was told the car would be done by 2 and I could pick it up at 2 and I was told no chance.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
A little follow-up. Did you do something to the car that's causing it to be in the shop?
So, no, I don't think I did it. I think it's an electrical issue. I maybe told you this. There's a little box of wires that is tucked under the the undercarriage in the back. Well, at some point, it dislodged from its little safety spot, and it was hanging on the backside of the Tahoe, you know, and swinging in the breeze as we're driving along. Well, the problem with where it was located, Chu, is it's right by the exhaust pipe. So you get a little...
spark?
No sparks, but heat, right? Think about that. Yeah. And it melted the box.
Oh.
It's plastic. And so it was just kind of like, so that started causing all kinds of electrical issues in the vehicle. And so, you know, first of all, I was like, why would you put the box there? Like, if it gets dislodged from its safety spot, it's right there in front of the exhaust pipe. The exhaust pipe's blowing hot air on it, and it just, the plastic melted. Anyway, so that's why I brought it in. I thought it was going to be done yesterday. It wasn't done yesterday. As everybody knows who was listening yesterday, I took an Uber into work, and Uber stiffed me. Well, they charged me for a ride that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Screwed is exactly correct.
Yeah.
Well, I wake up this morning to a little note from Uber, and they refunded me the entire amount, Chew.
Which is shocking. I thought they'd make you go through more loops, because they ultimately want to stiff you. Like we were talking about at the end of the show yesterday, how much would it take for you to not pursue getting refunded? Joshy said 20. I said, I would have let it go. I don't care. My wife a dollar and you a dollar. So I thought they would have dragged this on a little bit farther to see if you just got tired with it and let it go. But obviously they didn't. But question, how'd you get to work today?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, True. I definitely took the Jeep.
Oh, you did.
I definitely made Chase take the bus.
Did you give him the option?
I learned my lesson. It wasn't so much an option as, hey, yesterday didn't work out all that great for me, so we're going to pivot. We're going to try something new, and hopefully we have the Tahoe back from the shop on, what day is today?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
How did he take it?
He was good. He understood.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Right.
It's the shock of my life that I actually have a decent human being as a child.
Well, I see that you're going to get pounded with snow.
Yes. We thought we might not have snow because Milwaukee was canceled. Milwaukee Public Schools is out. So we thought there was a chance that maybe our people would do the same thing. But, you know, and when you're a kid, Chu, remember, like, you're waiting you're like hoping that that call is going to come. And then it never comes. That's what happened to my kids last night.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I know. They were like, what? How come our school wasn't canceled? I don't know. Go to bed. So anyway, good news on the Uber front. I got the refund, full refund of $46.90. Hopefully my car will be out of the shop today. And see, that's the other thing, Chu. You guys, you know, you've owned auto body shops.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like there's a lot of transparency happening with the shops. Like, and I don't want to paint with a wide brush because I know it's what it sounds like I'm doing, but I don't think my car got in on Monday. I don't think it even got looked at on Monday. I think they finally got it in yesterday, and then they were like, whoa, this job is bigger than we thought it was going to be. There's no way we're getting it to her by 2 p.m. today.
Well, you brought it to a mechanical shop, though, right? There's a difference between auto body and mechanical.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So you're at a mechanical shop. My guess is if they haven't gotten back to you, they're kind of slow playing it a little bit. Or that, or there's more damage that they found.
Okay.
Which
so good thing I got the $46.90 back from Uber because I'm going to need it for the Tahoe.
You might need it. You might need it. Yeah, you might need it with the snow too. Well, the Jeep's four-wheel drive, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, the Tahoe is as well. Hey, tell me about the rocks. Did you order the new rocks? Did you get the new pile delivered?
I did. I spread yesterday. I'm about 60% done. Ordered another 4 yards. I'm taking today off.
Ooh.
I'm wiped.
You earned it?
I earned it because I wouldn't be able to continue. So I got 2 days to do it, 2 yards a day. The end is in sight. So
okay,
we're good. It looks great. Sent pictures to the wife. She's very happy. I said, happy Valentine's Day.
So what did she say to that?
I got that knocked out. She's fine.
Okay, so that counts as
She's
your
good.
Valentine's Day then, huh?
Yeah, she's not. A, she doesn't like flowers.
Right, right, right.
She sees them as a waste.
Sure.
So I was thinking Amazon candle, big on candles, don't need any more candles. So I'm like, it's just because she's not going to get back actually till Friday night from L.A. So
why don't you just get her favorite bottle of wine?
Because I already have it here. I guess I could regift it, huh? Well,
I mean, that's not what I was saying. I was thinking you could go to a store and purchase the bottle of wine.
So then we'd have 13 of her favorite bottles. So we're good. But I wanted to ask you, because in the intro, they were talking about greeting cards. The youngsters, and I mean youngsters, Will, maybe you can help us out here. Do you guys buy greeting cards or whatever you, or is that thing of the past? That seems like an old person's game.
Greeting cards, like a happy birthday card, are you saying?
Like your mother.
Yeah, yeah.
Your mother's
yeah.
birthday.
Oh, yeah. It's the easiest touch.
You get her
touch.
A greeting card?
Yeah, of course. It's the easiest touch on a gift. It's from the heart. Put a little note in there. It's the easiest thing to do on top of another gift, I would say.
I think they need to go away. And
why?
I'm sure Hallmark's
why?
Real
because
happy
you don't want
that.
To scratch your name into one of them?
There isn't something on your phone that is super cool that you could just send in a text form? Because I didn't know this. My buddy sent me, I forget why he was congratulating me, but he sent that, and then about a second later, I opened it up, and my phone vibrated to balloons going off and fireworks. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that's a feature on the iPhone.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, you can't hold on to it, but it's nice for the moment.
What does a greeting card cost?
O-E. It's a lot. Like, you used to be able to pick up a card for, like, $1.99 if you were like, I don't want to spend a ton of money, but I do want to, like, show my appreciation or show the sentiment that I'm wishing to convey. Now, I don't think you can buy
bucks?
I don't think you can buy a card for less than $5.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know. It just feels like it needs to go away. And I appreciate it. My mother-in-law or my mother sends me a greeting card through the mail. That's good. Because
what, for your birthday every year?
Yeah, whatever. You know, sometimes they send Thanksgiving or Valentine's
Thanksgiving
Day.
Card.
Very sweet. Yeah.
Huh.
That's that generation.
A Thanksgiving card.
Yeah.
I have never received a Thanksgiving card in the 44 years I've been alive.
My mother. Yeah, my mother would send a Thanksgiving card.
That's very lovely.
But that's fine. But I think we need to move along.
What about thank you cards?
Same thing.
Happening?
No, I think you can just text. I think everything can be done over the phone.
Okay, so hear me out. So Layla just celebrated her 7th birthday this past weekend. She had a little gathering with a few of her girlfriends, and my best friend sent her a gift, and my aunt sent her a gift, and her aunt and uncle sent her a gift, and I made her sit down. She's 7, so she can write words and write thank you cards to each of the people who attended her party and sent her gifts. And as I was doing it, I was going, I don't know how many more generations are going to continue sending thank you cards. It occurred to me that this was a dying habit or pleasantry, whatever you want to call it. Am I right?
Well, let me ask you another question. How much does a stamp cost?
Ooh, that's another thing. Where are we at with stamps?
The problem is you got to go get the stamps. And then, I mean, you're probably talking, let's say, 10 thank you cards. What's a stamp? Stamp's got to be a buck now?
I'm looking it up as we speak.
It's just got to be an easier way.
73 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to be an easier way.
Almost a dollar a pop. You know, that's part of the reason why those Christmas cards are going the way of the dodo, too.
Yeah.
Because it's like a dollar. You put the card together, you take the picture, you da-da-da, and then it's like a dollar a pop for the stamps. Woof.
All right, let me ask you another question while we're on thank yous. Do people that are having a wedding send thank you cards out, and or do people, if you send flowers to a funeral, do they send thank you cards out?
Yes and yes.
Because I've been a no and no.
You have not received a thank you card for attending a wedding?
Yes.
Huh, interesting.
And
anyone I know?
And a funeral.
Okay, that. So how long do you give the person? If you're expecting a thank you card for the funeral, how long do you give them to send out the thank yous? I feel like you give them a pretty long leash, right?
Yeah.
Like
I
a year.
I would say a year? No, 3 weeks to a month.
Chewy, that's insane.
For flowers to a funeral?
That's insane.
Why?
Because they're still grieving. I don't expect them to do anything. If someone experienced a death in the family, Chew, yeah. I am not over here looking at my watch going, about that time, should we get that thank you card?
All right, what about a wedding?
Wedding, I think, I don't know what Miss Manners says anymore, but there used to be like a 6 month window or something like that. I can ask.
All right, because we're at like 2 years.
I'm writing, how long is acceptable to wait for a wedding thank you? I think, again, it was going to be like, according to etiquette, is it considered acceptable to wait up to 3 months after your wedding to send thank you cards to gifts? Ideally, you should send them as quickly as possible while it is fresh in everyone's mind.
Okay.
Again, I wonder if some of these things, these etiquette things are just going by the wayside now. Just not going to get them anymore. Look, when it comes to wins today, Chew, I'm going to take the Uber refund as a big win.
That's
I'm going to take
win.
The fact that you and I are healthy-ish today.
Although you sound like you're getting a little
So I got people weighing in on the Carbless talking text line being like, oh, Jen, you poked the bear. It's coming. My nose is stuffed. So that's why you're getting this version of my voice
allergies?
Today. I think so, yeah, because I don't feel lousy. My voice is just, you know.
Didn't you go in and have like a bunch of tests done?
I went in last year. I went in last year to our friends at Advent. And yes, I'm allergic to dust mites. And that is it. That's the only thing I'm allergic to is dust mites. And I had a procedure done to help with my post-nasal drip. Which, by the way, endorsement moment here, has done wonders for me. Because I used to cough my way through the night. Because I had the post-nasal drip thing happening, and that doesn't happen anymore. So that's a huge win. Shout out to the folks over at Advent who took care of my nose. We got to take a break. We got a lot of stuff to get to today. It occurred to me this morning that if the, what do we call it? Dominoes. If the dominoes fall a certain way, we could have a hell of a reunion happening the first week of the season. In the NFL. We'll get to that as the show rolls on. Plus, we have Adam Schefter coming up very soon. Stick around. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. No Gabe, no Joshy rolls on right after this.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy are back after this on 94.5 ESPN.
On Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It's Jen and Chewy. No Gabe, no Joshy today as both have fallen ill. Best wishes to them. Speedy recovery to them. And hopefully we're all back to full strength very soon. Chewy, do you remember when Brett Favre faced the Green Bay Packers in the 2009 season? Do you remember those games?
When he was with Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yes.
What do you remember about them?
Booze. I'm like, I know they're going to.
People were definitely drinking. Yeah. That's right. They were boozing.
I was like, I know they're going to boo, but I didn't know the extent. And it was loud, very loud. And I remember they lost both games.
That's true. Brett Favre and the Minnesota Vikings won both of those games, October 5th, 2009, week 4, and November 1st, 2009, week 8. I bring that up because it is not confirmed yet that the Green Bay Packers will be playing in Ireland. Obviously, they played last year in Brazil. There is talk of the first NFL game being in Ireland in 2025. And, Chew, do you recall what team they have said the Packers may be playing?
Pittsburgh.
And if you believe the Vegas odds, who has good odds to be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers next year?
Our guy number 12. But this is how it is with me, Jen. This game is like House of Dragons. It's like House of Dragons. Game of Thrones was so good. You loved it. It was good. Episode after episode got better. And then a year later, House of Dragon comes out, and you're like, I'm going to watch, and you watch, and it sucks. I think the juice on Aaron Rodgers has gone away. I think if you took a poll, most people would say he's just a guy now. He's not really good. I just don't see it as excitable. I don't.
So you're telling me that, again, and look, are we saying that this is going to happen? Who knows? We're saying that right now there are rumors out there that the Packers and Steelers are going to play week one in Ireland for the 2025 season. The Steelers right now have Justin Fields, likely as their quarterback. But, man, there's a lot of percolating out there. There's a lot of percolation out there that Aaron Rodgers could be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, uniting with his guy Mike Tomlin. They've got a great relationship, mutual respect, et cetera, et cetera. And, man, all of a sudden that game got a lot more interesting. And I hear you that Rodgers is not the same quarterback that he is, that he was. I don't know if he believes that. I think he thinks that he can still, you know, sling it and win games.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would you come back? And again, that's another thing. We don't even know if he's going to come back. We're just sort of reading the tea leaves that Aaron Rodgers probably doesn't want to go out the way that he has gone out. But man, this to me all of a sudden was like,
yeah, I mean, it adds juice, but it's not like Aaron didn't have anyone to throw to in New York with the Jets. And he got Devontae halfway through the season. He still had Wilson. And they sucked. They were terrible. They were awful. So I just don't – I mean, I know it adds some juice, but it's not enough juice for me to make it interesting. Now, what would add a lot of juice for me is for him to go to Minnesota. And hear me out here. And Will, can you put this on the poll?
Yep, I got you.
I want you to put on, do you think Aaron Rodgers is as spiteful as Brett Favre? Do you think he is, Jen? Do you think he wants to go to Minnesota, even though he's not as good as he used to be, and stick it to the Pack? Because I don't think they're going to re-sign Darnold, and we can talk to Adam about this. And I wouldn't re-sign him. But if they believe that Aaron is spiteful and comes for a very reduced salary, gives McCarthy, J.J. McCarthy, their first-round pick of last year, 1 year to learn behind and kind of see if that Brett Favre magic can happen again, I think that's a hell of a lot more interesting than him going to Pittsburgh. And I think, I don't know, I just have a feeling that that may happen. But I just wonder, do you think he's as spiteful as Brett? Because Brett was spiteful.
So I think Aaron is trying to distance himself from the spitefulness. I think he's aware that it has existed. I think it's aware that it has at times motivated his behaviors. I think, you know, based on some of the clips I saw in from Enigma, the documentary on Netflix, I think he's trying to get away from that stuff. I think he knows it's unhealthy, you know, and I think that he's one of these guys who cares about longevity and carrying around spitefulness or anger and all that stuff he knows is not good for you. I think he's working on it. That'd be my guess. And I have no way of knowing that. I'm just guessing here. But I do like the idea of putting it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Which is more intriguing to you? Aaron Rodgers joining the Steelers and potentially facing the Packers week one, or Aaron Rodgers joining the Vikings and being in the division, obviously playing them at least two times in 2025? We'll put that on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Excellent tease by you two. We do have Adam Schefter coming up next. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and get to Adam Schefter so you can ask your question right after this.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy continues next on 94.5 ESPN. Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team three times one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again, and I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. Two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
Good to see Adam Schefter is doing well. Considering, again, we are down two members of our team this morning. No Gabe, no Joshy. Good morning, Adam. How are you feeling? We're doing, you know, wellness checks here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Oh, no. I can hear part of what Adam is saying. I can only hear every other... Hello?
You got me now?
Yes, here he is, Adam Schefter, everybody. I ask about a wellness check, and I mean it most for you, Adam, because I know that the NFL is a year-round season, okay? But the Super Bowl takes place on Sunday. It's got to feel like some sort of checkpoint for you and your football colleagues to finish the season, or am I completely wrong in that?
I would say yes on the one hand. The equivalent that I use is it's almost like finishing finals at college in the winter. You get a couple of weeks off and you know that there's going to be a lot of work ahead coming your way. And that's kind of the way that I feel right now. It never really stops, right? The Saints hired a head coach yesterday. The Jaguars are still in the market for a general manager. The Eagles have to find an offensive coordinator. We're going to the combine in 2 weeks, right into free agency. So you get a little bit of breather. I don't have to go to Bristol. I don't have to get up Sunday morning at 4:30 in the morning to go to Bristol this week for the first time since the Labor Day. It's the first Sunday where there's really nothing in 6 months or so. But I do feel, like you said, a wellness check. Are people there sick, Jen?
Gabe is sick. Joshy's sick. You know, Chew and I have the super immune system, so we're good.
And you sound a little nasally.
Yeah, well, I was telling, has said that. I have a little bit of a stuffy nose, but still feeling strong like bull.
Yeah, well, I was up all night, and I woke up this morning, and my Aura Ring was like, danger symptoms. I definitely don't feel right. Like, there's definitely...
Oh, boy.
Something, I don't know what it is, but I don't feel right.
Adam, we were discussing Aaron Rodgers and his possible next landing spot. Now, hear me out, okay? So, because a lot of people have him going to Pittsburgh, and Jen said last segment that there's rumors that Pittsburgh will be playing Green Bay in Ireland to kick off the season and how great that would be. I think a better fit for Aaron is Minnesota. Okay, hear me out. I would not re-sign Sam Darnold. He played outside of his mind, and it turned out to be not good enough. And he would probably get a Baker Mayfield type deal?
More, I think, probably. I think he's.
I would not do it.
I think he's going to get about $40 million. Just
God, I would not do that. So Aaron goes to Minnesota at a discounted rate. J.J. McCarthy's got one more year to learn under him because all he had was a truncated minicamp. But hear me out, Adam. Minnesota has a much better offense than Pittsburgh. Okay? Yep. Much better offense. And they have $20 million more to spend on the cap. And with Aaron, I think their chances would be better going to the Super Bowl with Minnesota than it would be with Pittsburgh. What are your thoughts?
I think my thoughts are, I think if Minnesota could keep Sam Darnold, it would like to do that. That's number one. Number two, I'm a J.J. McCarthy fan. He's such a great guy, and my interactions with him have always been so positive. As Jen's coughing, I can see it. Hit the mute button. She clearly is under the weather here. But do we know what kind of quarterback J.J. McCarthy is going to be at the NFL level yet? Do we know that, right?
No. Like,
what if he doesn't make it? What if he doesn't make it? So now you let this quarterback – who was very effective in your offense, walk out the door for a guy that may be really good, but we don't know what he is yet. We don't know. I think there's some risk in that. Mm-hmm. And if you're saying, okay, we're going to turn to Aaron Rodgers to save it in the short term and then still not know what J.J. McCarthy is in the long term. I think you're taking a little bit of a risk there. And so the question becomes, you know, what do they want to do? How do they want to handle that? I don't know that I see Minnesota as an ideal fit for Aaron Rodgers, but I wouldn't rule out anything. Like, the quarterback carousel is going to spin, and how it goes, you never know. Minnesota could be in play, but I just don't see it today as an obvious choice today.
I just wouldn't want to be locked into 4 years of Sam Darnold, where if J.J. McCarthy, you know, turns out to be a pretty good guy, you got him at a cheap price for 4 or 5 years. I just don't want to be locked into Sam Darnold, which obviously had his best season, and I think that's all you're going to get from him. And it, at the end, it wasn't good enough. That's
you,
all.
You know what? It wasn't good enough this year. It was his first year in the offense. It was his first year with those players. I thought he was pretty effective. And I thought, like, when you get a quarterback like that that shows he can play, I got no problem running it back if they can get a deal done that is something that they can live with that's favorable. Now, the issue is there going to be a team out there, a la the Las Vegas Raiders in particular, that offers Sam Darnold more than you thought he would get and more than you're willing to pay, and then Sam Darnold goes to the Raiders, and now you're back in that situation. Okay, well, we got J.J. McCarthy. Maybe we bring in Daniel Jones. Or do we want to roll the dice on somebody like an Aaron Rodgers, right? I think that was part of the reason they brought in Daniel Jones as insurance in the event that Sam Darnold left. They could acclimate him to the organization, system, offense, coaches, players, everything, because Daniel Jones is not going to be out on the open market this year as this overly desirable commodity. There might be some mild interest, but he's already begun to acclimate himself to Minnesota in the event that the Vikings want to move in that direction. So, to me, that's the guy that you're turning to if Sam Darnold is leaving.
Adam, what does your gut tell you about Aaron Rodgers' future? Not necessarily landing spot, not that far down the path, but you think he plays in 2025? You think as long as there is a willing participant, a willing party, a dance partner, he'll be on the field?
I do. I think that he would like to play. I think that that's what he does. It's who he is. I think he's not going to want to end his career like that. Now the question becomes, okay, what is that situation? Where is it? How much is that team willing to pay? Is it worth his time to do that? Like, I mean, and then with the options he does have, is that something that's going to be worth his while? What if there's a team out there that says, I'm making this up, we're only willing to pay $20 million. Is it worth it to him to go play another year for $20 million? Like, I mean, most people it would be, but he's made an awful lot of money in his career, and maybe he wants to do other things. I don't know. But maybe there'll be a team out there that's willing to pay him the way that he wants, that is in a situation that he likes with coaches and players he respects, and that will be appealing. It's hard to say right now on February 12th or whatever today is that exactly how that's going to turn out, other than I do think he's going to want to continue playing.
Adam, what are you hearing about Devontae? Are the Jets going to release him? And if they do, what do you think he's going to get on the market?
I don't think he'll be back in New York. So, yes, they release him. And you can't trade him because of the contract. So he'll wind up getting released. And I think he'll do okay on the market. He's not the same player he was, but he's still a quality receiver and somebody you'd want to have. What's your guess, Chewy? What do you think he gets?
I mean, he's going to be 33. I mean, could he get 20?
No.
You don't think he'll get that much? And I agree with you. I agree with you. That's a lot. But there's a lot of desperate teams out there, especially good teams like Green Bay and then maybe even San Francisco with them letting go of Debo. And he's from California.
It could be. It could be. Maybe he does get I mean, we'll see, right? Like, there's a lot of wide receivers out there this offseason. The number of free agent wide receivers is higher, you know, recognizable name than I can remember. Like, you got trade markets for Debo, for Cooper Kupp. You're going to have Devontae, free agents with T. Higgins, Chris Godwin, Stephon Diggs, Darius Slayton, Marquise Hollywood Brown. Like, there's a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. So is he going to get and more power to him. I think that's probably going to be a little high, but maybe he gets it.
Adam, we got a lot of folks on the Packers who seem to be campaigning to bring other players in. Keyshawn Nixon is number one with a bullet. He has tweeted out, "Yo, Tay, pull back up," to Davante Adams. Yep. He has tweeted to Max Crosby, "Come be great with a real team, my boy." And then I think jokingly he has tweeted to Deebo Samuel, "Love him, we don't want him." And apparently the two of them are friends, so it's kind of just friendly joking around. Yep. My question to you is this. In 2025, have we ever seen more of this, like, campaigning or welcoming or encouraging of players? What do you call it? It's like there's a word I'm missing here. Lobbying? Is it lobbying? Yeah. For other players to join their team?
I mean, I just think that that's part of the time and day and age we're living in, where players have social media. They can send out messages that the media is going to pick up on. And so that's their way of sending out a message to some guy that they do or don't want. I just think it comes to the territory. And, you know, for a while there, and I'm sure we're about to enter into that period where, you know, all of a sudden you get like a T. Higgins tweeting out googly eyes, and now we got reporter. What does that mean? You know, like, it's ridiculous in my mind, you know, but everybody's trying to decipher and translate what somebody's tweeting out with emojis and ridiculous gestures. And, you know, it's funny, when I went to graduate school in 1990, I don't remember then taking a class on emojis and trying to read into the players who tweeted them out. But that's the day and age we live in, so we get used to that.
Adam Schefter, anti-googly eye emoji.
Adam, were you surprised how the Super Bowl played out?
Well, I think everybody would have been surprised that Philadelphia would dominate. I actually really felt like the Eagles would win. I think, you know, and I do this all the time, we spend so much time talking about coaches and quarterbacks because it's a coaches and quarterbacks league that sometimes you forget how dominant an offensive and defensive line actually is. In that particular game, I believe the Chiefs had 23 yards in the first half and the Eagles had 24 points. The Eagles had more points than the Chiefs had yards. And they did it behind the strength of their lines, which, again, I think is a throwback to what is most important in football. Mm-hmm. The game, the offensive line, the defensive line. If you're tough and strong there, your chances are enhanced. And the Eagles were really strong in both those areas. They have arguably the best defensive line in the league, arguably the best offensive line in the league, and it showed up on game day. I really thought that they would win. I don't know that anybody thought that they would win so handily. So that's how it worked out. They deserved it. They played like champions. And I also think that, you know, the other part of this that is interesting is that, you know, Jalen Hurts saved that picture of him walking off the field in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. And I was reminded of that Marvin Hagler expression week where Marvin Hagler talked about, you know, when you're used to waking up at 5 a.m. And you make it, you're sleeping, you're not getting up at 5 a.m., you're sleeping in satin pajamas. And I'm not saying the Chiefs didn't work hard because it's a tough sport and they did work hard, but you can't tell me that the hunger of a two-time Super Bowl champion is at the same level as a group of people who hadn't won it. Yeah. There were some Eagles that have, but there's a majority of them that hadn't. And there's something that's just – there's a reason that no NFL franchise has ever won three straight Super Bowls, because each year it gets harder and harder to do, harder to maintain that edge, that hunger. And the margin between teams isn't that great. So if one team is just a little bit more hungry than the other – sometimes that can make a big difference.
That's what happened to us Super Bowl 32, Adam. I knew you were in Denver. Yeah. The worst thing for us is we came out as 12-point favorites. The worst thing.
I remember. You know what I remember giving to my hand? I gave him Pro Football Weekly that week. I hotel. I'm like, they used to have a row of pickers, like 15 picks of people and who they're picking for the game with the score. There were 15 people. 15 Green Bay Packer picks. I gave it to Mike. Mike, you see this?
So you're to
Thanks
blame.
A lot, Adam.
Wow, what a revelation here this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Of course, Packers fans, Adam, as you well know, were thrilled about the Chiefs not three-peating because they had felt like the championships from 65, 66, and 67, not to mention 29, 30, and 31, had been forgotten in the narrative leading up to the Chiefs' Super Bowl three-peat quest. So they were like, oh, no. You didn't get it. It didn't happen. Last thing for you before we let you go. Are you hearing the Packers' names? Are you hearing Brian Gutekunst and company's names in any of these conversations for these big-time players? Here in Wisconsin, everybody is interested in, obviously, Max Crosby, obviously, Myles Garrett, obviously, Devontae Adams, even T. Higgins. Are you hearing the Packers in any of those conversations?
Jen, you know, having spoken to a handful of teams this week, I can tell you they're all in draft meetings. Right now, they're all getting their board set before the combine, so they go into the combine knowing exactly what they're looking at. They're not there yet on free agents. I'm sure they've done work, but it's not like the Packers are sitting around and plotting a way to go get Myles Garrett, who I still don't think the Cleveland Browns are inclined to trade at this time. They're not sitting around and wondering about a veteran wide receiver who's been there before. They're not engaged with the 49ers about trading Deebo Samuel, to my knowledge. So I know that we talk about those issues, but I think these organizations right now are more intent upon getting their board set going into the combine and getting ready for who they're going to be seeing and who they're going to be talking to, because that's the next order of business in the NFL.
Even though there's like a March 12th number or a March 12th date that's kind of being circled on some of these guys just based on how their contracts are structured?
Yeah. Well, again, first things first, and I think the combine's first. I'm not telling you they're not doing work in those areas, too. Of course they are. They have to be. But I just think, again, the teams that I've spoken to this week, they're calling me, hey, we're in draft meetings. I've gotten that from four teams. So maybe the Packers are doing something different than these other four teams, but I'm going to guess not.
He is Adam Schefter. He joins us each and every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Adam, feel better, get better. We know you got a long off season ahead of you.
Well, I appreciate everything this season. Are we continuing next week? I don't remember. Like, I, you know, again.
That's on you, buddy.
Listen, I love being with you guys. I love being on Milwaukee. I love talking to you every week. So whatever you guys want. I'm here if you want. If you not offended.
Heck yeah, let's get it done. I'll talk to my people.
We're just going to let Chewy negotiate this deal, folks. Does that feel like a smart move? Will's back there shaking his head.
Year round, there's always something to talk about. I mean,
absolutely.
We love you, Adam. Have a great day. We'll get it all figured out before next week.
Thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
The Island Resort and Casino is a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, and everything you want to do is in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today. The Adam Schefter segment is sponsored by the Island Resort and Casino. Enjoy gaming, casual and fine dining, two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island. We'll take a break. Get right back after this.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
I have been informed by one Ashton Rotman that Shefty is continuing here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. So that's good news, Chew.
Yeah, I just negotiated with them over the break. Got it done.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
You're very efficient.
Oh, I get things done sometimes. I
mean, takes a few days and you'll complain your way through it. But yes, you do get things done. What was your biggest takeaway after talking to Adam Schefter about the Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Green Bay Packers? What was your biggest takeaway from that conversation?
I don't agree with him on Minnesota. I would not sign Sam Darnold $40 million a year for 4 years. I think that is not that I care. I hope they do it, but it would be stupid. It'd be stupid. Right? He played outside of his mind
for most of the season.
And he's not like in his third year. He's got to be up fifth, sixth, seventh year. I think what players are when it gets to that point in their career and then they start going the other way.
Who is there more risk with, J.J. McCarthy or Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I mean, McCarthy, if they start him, is essentially going to be a rookie, you know. But, I mean, I'm not saying he's the next Jaden Daniels, but he could play well, and then he could maybe not play well. And I think Minnesota is at a place where they think their window is wide open. And they do have, they have more money than the Packers to spend. I just think spending it on Sam Darnold would be foolish.
Right, but to your point, don't we want the Vikings to do foolish things?
Yes, we do. Yes, and they normally do, which is a good thing.
Kevin O'Connell, your coach of the year.
But I thought Devontae, because Devontae still puts up number one receiver type stats, I thought Adam kind of shunned away from that, right? I mean, if he's 16, Jen, and I'm the Packers, you go get him. Even though he is going to be 33, you still go get him. And I think I would take him, and let me ask you, would you take him over Chris Godwin?
Yes.
I would.
Yes. I just think the familiarity with the system, yeah. The familiarity with the – it sounds so simple. I say this all the time, but like, and you know, there is mm-hmm. a transition period to going to Green Bay, to living in Green Bay, to that being yep. your existence. Devontae's already got it. He already knows all of that. There's no learning curve there, you know?
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, and we've been saying this for weeks here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, it makes too much sense.
I know.
And that's why I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I've been conditioned to believe that the things that make the sense don't always happen.
But that's all Goody. You're basing that all upon Goody, right?
I mean, just generally speaking.
I mean, Devontae's already said he wants to come. He's wearing our shoes. I mean, what else do you need to know?
Well, I think we got to figure out where Rodgers lands, because Adam seems to think that that might be a pull. That might be a draw. That
yeah.
Devontae might be interested in going where he goes. Might. Our Jason Wilde yesterday said he doesn't think so. So, again, still a lot of stuff to. What I found most interesting, honestly, was him saying that teams aren't really focusing on the free agents right now. They're putting their draft boards together. Doesn't the free agents affect your draft boards? You go out and get a Max Crosby. You go out and get a Myles Garrett. And again, maybe they're not on the move. But doesn't that change who you're drafting with those top picks?
I would think.
What do I know? I'm just a doctor. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on right after this.